We are continuing our shiur on the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet. In the first two shiurim, we simply shelled the Rambam and the sugyas with kashas al yamin ve'al smol, kedarkenu b'chodesh, based on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagon Hagadol, Rav Yitzchak Manzat Zal. And now we are going to get to the issue of these kashas, and start the seeing some light in this sugya. There's a lot to say. We're just going to say a little bit in this shir, and I hope to be zochah to continue. So we are page Kuf Chavches of the Sefer Be'er Miriam, in the third volume, the Rambam Hilchos Melachim. So says Harav Manzatzal as follows: V'nira l'mashin is bar ba'os aleph. So the mahalach in the sugya, the yisod that is going to enable us to get some understanding in the sugya and answer the kashas, is going to be what we learned in Os Aleph, which hopefully we will get to in the future. We haven't yet learned. And that is that besides the Isser Ritzicha, when someone kills someone else, there's Hashchasas Olam. There's Hashchasas Olam. When someone kills somebody else, it's destroying the world. There's the Isser Ritzicha. That's one thing. But besides the Etzem Mitzvah Ritzicha that we all know about, there's some other problem. The other problem is that the person who kills is destroying God's world. Look in the Rambam, Perek Beis, Mechaz Ritzech, V'shmiras Nefesh, Halacha Gimel. Rambam writes, U'minayin Shekeinu Adin. The Rambam talks about hiring somebody to kill somebody else, sending his servants to kill, or putting him in front of a lion. All of these people, and then the lion kills him. Somebody who kills himself. Kol echad me'elu shofech damim hu. All of these people are blood spillers. Oven harigah b'yadav chayv misa l'shamayim b'em b'yad misa s'beis din. They're chayv misa l'shamayim, and they don't have misa s'beis din. So all of these ways of killing somebody are all darshan from the pasuk. Somebody who kills himself, somebody who kills by himself, somebody who takes the person and puts him in front of an animal who rips him up into pieces, somebody who hires someone else to kill him, and all of these people, Dina Masra L'Shamayim. So this is all derived from the Pasuk of Shofech Dam Adam 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 Yishofech, which is a Pasuk Shelifnei Matan Torah. So the Yisod here is that even though it's Lifnei Matan Torah, but it's Hashchasas Olam. Even though this was said to B'nai Noach, but it's telling us the Yisod. And the Yisod is that when you kill somebody, you're destroying the world. And therefore all these people, even the indirect killers, are destroying the world. B'nerish Yisod Yisod Issa Riga De'ubar She'alina Shchasis Olam Lo Shayich Yilud Me'eno Lo Shna Yilud Me'eno Yilud. So that's the Yisod Issa, that's the foundation of the Issa of killing an Ubar, of killing a fetus. As far as Shchasis Olam is concerned, destroying the world, there's no difference between someone who's born and someone who's not born. Kamashin is bar shamlin in Isra Harigas Trefa, Vigramas Misa. So as far as Ashchasis Olam goes, you're right, when somebody kills a Trefa, he's not a Rotzeach, isn't executed by the Bezin for being a Rotzeach, but there's still Ashchasis Olam. Someone causes death, he's not killing himself directly, so he's not a Rotzeach, but he's Gorim Ashchasis Olam. In the Drishan Ebn Ezer Simon Yud Gimel Kosav, the Lochamira Isura. The Ubar Likare Ratzchanusa. So the Drisha writes that the Isser of Ubar isn't so chamor that it should be called Ritzicha. So it's very Aser, it's very chamor, but it's not Mamish Ritzicha. And that's like we've been saying, the Ein Lo Sirtzach. There's no Isser of Los Sirtzach here. Aval Chomer Isuro Kimashchis Olam. But the Isser is Chamer, like someone who's destroying the world, as Rav Man explained at great length in Os Aleph. You're right, it's not Ritzicha Mamish to kill an Ubar, but it's still Hashchasis HaOlam. It's still very Chamer, it's still very Osir. Tshuvas Chavis Yoyer writes that we quoted in the previous year, the Osir Kashchasas Zera. He says that it's Osir like destroying seed. Look there, and look in the Shelis Yaivitz in Chelik Gimel, Simen Mem Gimel, and in the Chemdis Yisrael here. So based on what we explained, it's not the Isser of Ashchos Zera. Elegidro ki Isser Zesh in his Barba Osalv mitzad Ashchos Olam. Elekano mitzad Piri V'ribi V'neged Yishuv Shel Olam. V'kan Neged Chai Olam. V'cham Yitvei. So, according to what we're saying, it's not like the Chavis Yair says that it's like the Isser of Ashchos Zera. Rather, it's the Isser of Ashchos Olam. Just, this is that Mitzad Piri V'Rivi V'Neged Yeshuva Shel Olam. A woman is pregnant and then somebody kills the fetus. That's Hashchasis HaOlam. And then in other cases where one indirectly kills somebody, one hires somebody to kill someone else and the like, so those cases are Neged Chai HaOlam, even more severe, even more serious. Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph HaMeshamesh Mitaso B'Yom HaTishim. Kilu Shafich Dam, somebody has Bia on the 90th day, it's like Shfichus Damim, Ayin Shem of the Gemara, because the Gemara is Choshish Mishum Sakanas Ubar, and it says a Lashon of Shafich Damim, which is the Lashon of the Pasuk Shafich Dam Adam Adam Dam Yishafich, which was explained again by the Rav that it's Mitzad Ashchasis Olam. And this was said about an Ubar, and that's exactly what we're saying. So it's very, which it stems very well with what we're saying, that when one kills an Ubar, one is Mashchis the Olam. Ayin Rashi Yevamis Daf Mem Beis Amid Aleph Zivur Amas Rochin Amichai Siluya She'en Adam Miskabin Larug Nefesh Ayin Shem Lenin Ubar. So Vur Gam Kein Sheishkan Hariga BeUbar. So it's talking about an Ubar, and Rashi uses a relation of Harigas Nefesh, even though Rashi writes in Sanhedrin and Ayin Beis Amid Beis that an Ubar is not a Nefesh. Nevertheless, Rashi here says that it's a harigas nefesh, because akopanim hariga b'shvichus dam b'shchas solam mika b'ubar, because at the very least you have hariga, you have shvichus damim of being mashchis the world when one kills an ubar, and the meila that's an is aser gam b'yisrael, and it's not aser b'yisrael because of mi'ika midi. How could something be aser for a guy and not be aser for a Jew? So some want to say, as we discussed in a previous shir, that that's how some achronim want to learn the iser, that it, since it's aser for the guy, it must also be aser for us. No. But rather, any time the pasuk is megala that there's hashchasis olam, so it doesn't matter where the hashchasis olam is. It's said about a ben Noach, it's said about a ben Yisrael. It doesn't matter what the context is. All that matters is that if it's hashchasis olam, it's aser both for a Jew and for a Gentile. Well, if he's there, and we go on, take a step further. Rodev b'din rodev shehutra harigaso baal karchenu tarti isnehu be. So when it comes to a rodev, that it's mutter to kill a rodev, so there's two inyanim in killing a rodev. And that is, echad legabe lo sir tzachti Yisrael delek agabe. So, now that you're allowed to kill a rodev, there's no lo sir tzach. Lek agabe lo sir tzach. Normally there's an iser to kill another human being, but when it comes to a rodev, there's no iser. And number two, there's a Isser Hashchasa normally, and that also doesn't apply to a Rodev. So with respect to the din of Lo Sirtzach, the Maiser Redifas Motzio Milo Sirtzach, Koloshen Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, Dika Chiyuva de Redifas, there's a Chiyuv Redifa, Ein Shem, and Rabbi Chaim explains this, there's a Chiyuv Redifa that removes the Isser Ritzicha. And on this, there's a Havamin in the Gemara, that you need hasra for this chiyuv in order to be a roidev. And to be chayiv, chiyuv adiradifa, you need hasra. But le'inyan isser hashchasa, you don't need a chiyuv. Since the inyan hashchasa is not an inyan prati shel adam zeh, elu inyan klali b'chay olam, it's something that relates to the entire globus, entire globe, entire world. כשיש נידון בין רודף לנרדף בהשחטתם, זה גוף שהרודף הוא סיבה להשחטת הנרדף, דיינינן לפי הנרדף. ושוב, אין איסור השחטה לרודף, ולא עדיף השחטת הרודף מדי נרדף. So now you have this conflict. Who are you going to be mashrus? You have a rodef and you have a nirdef. So the very fact that the rodef is a siba, is a reason for the hashchasa of the nirdef, for the destroying of the nirdef, we judge this lefi hanirdef. We view the nirdef as the innocent guy, and there's no more iser hashchasa on the rodef, and we don't prefer being mashrus. We don't prefer the hashchasa in other words, normally we try to avoid hashchasa. But what are we going to say here? The nirdav should be mushchas. The nirdav should be destroyed. No, we go with the rodev. He's the guilty one, so he gets destroyed. And that's the sort of the lab of losachos ein chalav, as we discussed in the previous shir. Not having mercy that there's a lav by a rodev. Sheikaro shebechesbon sheben shnehem hanirdaf adif. What does this mean? It means that if you have a cheshbon, who's going to be destroyed? The nirdaf wins, and therefore don't have mercy on the rodev. Adarab, the nirdaf needs the mercy, but don't have mercy on the rodev. However, that is only after there's no lo sirtzach. First we have to remove the lo sirtzach because he's a rodef. He's a chiyuv rodef, and memela there's no more lo sirtzach. Because if you don't remove that, self mihitir lehorgo, who is matir to kill him. But after the heter, once we have the heter to kill, because he's a rodef, memela, now who's going to be the one that's going to be mushchas? You know how to do ashchas solam. But somebody's going to get it, so it better be the rodef. Then the nirdaf, benidon ben shneim, the nirdaf is adif mea rodef. Umeata, umer ha-gaon zatzal, mevo'arin hetev divrei ha-rambam. The Rambam is gevaldik. De omnam ubar en bo chiyuva deridifa. You're right, the ubar has no chiyuva deridifa. Di mishmaya karat hu dekarat fila. Because this is coming min ha-shamayim. This is coming from God. When an ubar is endangering the mother, this is a act of nature. That's what God put into the world. So, this only resolves the issue of the lo sirtzach that we require for the chiyuv of redifa. So therefore, you are not a rotzach, you ubar, because mishamaya karat fila. Aval le'inyan hashchata. Kol shehu sibat hashchatato shel sheni nirdaf adif v'kanal milav de lo tachos encha. But when it comes to hashchasa, anybody who's a siba for the hashchasa of somebody else, we always go with the nirdaf. We go with the person who's going to be victimized. Lo sachos encha, like don't have mercy. Don't have mercy on who? Don't have mercy on the rodef. Somebody's going to destroy somebody else's life. Don't have mercy on him. And that's why the Rambam was macked in this lav, lehem sheikh dvarav. Lefichach horu chachamim. We ask, what's the Rambam putting this lav in here for? Dafka here. Here we have the din of rodef. What do you need the special lav of lo sachos? Not to have mercy on the rodef. What do you need to bring in a lav? Just say medin rodef. No. The Rambam was macked him. Don't have mercy, or I shouldn't have mercy on the rodev. And leficha choru chachamim, that's a hemshech of leficha choru chachamim. What do you mean leficha choru chachamim? It's a regular din rodev, we ask. No, we need horas chachamim that they understand the gedr halav. Of not having mercy, shehu kanal mitzad ben tarvayu, demehay time lo tachus, umela beubar shehu siba lemitat imo, kevan she'ein tzarich la'atir alo tirtzach deleka beubar, v'chol anidon mitzad hashchatahu, berodef az linan batar hashchatat anirdaf, umishum hachi mutar lachtoch ubar shebemeya. So the Chachamim have to explain to us what's pshat in this leisachos. That's why the Rambam here quotes in the din of killing the fetus. The Rambam quotes the lav of losachos, not to have mercy, and that's behemshech to what it says that ha'u chachamim, that the chachamim instructed. We ask, why did the chachamim have to instruct us to kill a rodef? We already have a din Torah to kill a rodef. Lashon Rambam. In Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes, Af Zu Mitzvah, Slosase, Shel Halachos Al Nefesh HaRodef. Even this is a mitzvah, Slosase, not to have mercy on the soul of the Rodef. Lefichach, Horu Chachamim, She Aubra, Shehimak Shelele. Therefore, the rabbi said that if you have a woman, pregnant woman who's having trouble giving birth and she's being endangered by the child, mutter lachtocha uber b'me'el, one's allowed to terminate the pregnancy, whether it's b'sam, whether it's with drugs, whether it's manually, by hand, mipnei shukuro defachare laharga, because he's pursuing her to kill her. And then if he's motzi rosh, then you don't touch him, because ein docha nefesh mipnei nefesh v'zeo tibo shel olam, as we saw the Rambam in the previous shir. So you need the Chachamim to tell us that here there's no law, there's no Ritzicha. This Ubar is not over on Ritzicha. But, so the whole Nidon is Mitzad Hashchasa. So Barodeh, if you go after Hashchasis HaNirdaf, when it comes to Rodeh, if you say, whose Hashchasa you're going to prefer? You'd rather save the Nirdaf from Hashchasa than the Rodeh from Hashchasa. And therefore, Mutter Lachtoch Uber Shememeyah. And therefore, you're allowed to terminate the pregnancy. Lachtoch Uber Shememeyah. And for that reason, the Rambam writes a Lashon of Heter. We ask, what do you mean? That it's Mutter Lachtoch Uber Shememeyah. What does it mean, Mutter Lachtoch? Chayav Lachtoch. And the answer is, the heter al horu kaazir, that the word heter is going on the word horu. In other words, in the Ikar Adin that the Chachamim learn, that when they're entangled together, you have a dion here of who to be madif, who to prefer, who's going to win out. The nirdaf wins. She is sodot din heter al isur hashchatat olam derodef. And that's really a head there. Why? Because there's hashchasa here. You're being mashchis, you're doing hashchasas olam by killing the rodef. How can you do that? So the answer is, horu chachamet, you have a head there. What's the head there? Lo lachos al nefesh harodef. And the chum understood what it means, lo lachos al nefesh harodef. Even if it's not mitzad ritzicha, even if it's an ubar, but the very fact that the ubar is endangering the mother, that's enough. Horu chachamet, chum understood that it's mutter. That you're allowed to kill this Ubar, even though the Ubar isn't guilty, the Ubar didn't do anything wrong. But nevertheless, when it comes to a Rodef Nirdaf Matzev, you have to terminate the Rodef and not the Nirdaf, and therefore the Ubar is terminated and you don't let the Ubar terminate the mother, so to speak. Now, once it's a Mutter, it's a Mitzvah, it's a Chiyuv, of course you have to do it, Midin Hatzalah. But first you need a heter. Horo chacham in the bechlab is a heter. There's no problem of a shchasas olam here. Mitzad the shchasas harodev. And memela, there's a chiyuv midin atzela. Once it's mutter, there's no iser in killing the ubar. Memela, you have to, because you have to save the mother. But the sodo, it all starts from the fact that the chacham remora laheter. And now we understand the lashon of the Mishnah. Shechayeh kod min lechayev. Her life, the mother's life, precedes his life. And we had asked, Pashat, he's a rodef, what do you have to say? Her life precedes his life. But we're talking about Hashchasas HaOlam. So the din rodef hu bekadima va'adifut de hashchatato shel nirdaf laze shel harodef v'hainu chaye kodmin. V'en hakavana mitzad ubar ela mitzad nirdaf. So in other words, we're not saying that. Also, it's Pashit, right? We had asked that if you have an Ubar, it's only an Ubar. It's only an Ubar. Of course, Rav Chaya is Kodman. You don't even have to tell us, because he's an Ubar. So once he's an Ubar, and she's a real person, so her nefesh is more of a nefesh than his nefesh. An Ubar might not even be a nefesh. So of course she is a higher status. Of course Chaya Kodman. No. What it's saying is, what does it mean Chaya Kodman? B'din Ashchasas HaOlam. That since he is a Din Rodev, therefore you have to terminate the baby. That's what it means, Chaya Kodman. You have to terminate the fetus. Not because it's a fetus, but because she's a Nirdaf and the fetus is a Rodev. Now we can also understand that in the Gemara there's a Havamina that we require Hasra, and that's why Yatza Rosho, when the baby sticks out its head, ain't Oginbo, because Rodef requires Hasra, and therefore ain't Oginbo. But then how in the ratio is it Mutter? If you say the ratio is out to Rodef, then how's it mutter if Rodef requires Hasra? And you can't give Hasra to this fetus. So the answer is that you don't have to come on to the whole nidon that requires Hasra is in the chiyuv of Redifa. And in Ubar, you don't have to come on to this because anyway there's no losirtzach. You need Hasra to avoid the losirtzach because there's a chiyuv of Redifa. But an Ubar doesn't have losirtzach. So what do we have by the Ubar? We have to decide who takes preference, the Ubar or the mother. So, and for that, it's Pasha that you don't need Hasra. When you're deciding who takes preference. And Mimela, you prefer the mother, because the Ubar is the one that is the Rodef endangering the mother. But there it's Pasha, you don't need Hasra. Hashem Kain in the Seifa, where we're dealing with when the baby's already alive, came out of the mother's womb already, so there you can already talk about a ritzicha. There the baby now is part of the world, now the baby is killing the mother, so you'd say no, you can't touch the baby, because for ritzicha you need hasra and you can't give this baby hasra, so therefore don't touch the baby. When the baby's inside the mother, in a chinami, that's also midin rodev. That's also Midin Rodef. The only thing is that here is Pasha, you don't need Hasra. Because now you're deciding which one to prefer. Should you prefer the mother or should you prefer the fetus? And you prefer the mother because the fetus is endangering the mother. And not vice versa. And therefore the Rambam is correct in saying in Hilchas Ritzicha in the first parak in Halacha Tes that Anubar is also Midin Rodef. Okay, so that's the beginning of our journey into understanding this sugya. And Beretzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shir, we will see a lot more, and more neflos mitaras Hashem, and we will be yotzei v'ruchush gadol mirtzei Hashem, b'li neder, Hashem, should you give us the life, and the simchas chayim, and all of the brachas that are required in order to understand this Torah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.